That's not a bunch of rowdy soccer fans. That's a classroom full of first-year MBA students. They're here at Darden celebrating the start of a brand new experiential course, the IDEA course.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
IDEA stands for Innovation, Design, and Entrepreneurship in Action. The course is meant to give these future business leaders a head start in solving the kind of amorphous problems they'll have to deal with as executives when the buck starts stopping with them.
I'm really excited about it. Just an opportunity to kind of step out of our normal case method where we're in the classroom discussing cases that have happened in the past.
That's Wes Harris. He's one of the 350 students participating in this grand experiment. He and his peers will be split into small teams, which will each be paired with a real company. Capital One, Land O'Lakes, PBS, LinkedIn, 14 organizations in all, each with its own real-world challenge to tackle. Five of the teams, including Wes's, will be working with the American Society of Clinical Oncology, or ASCO, figuring out how to increase the use of palliative care in cancer treatment.
We wanted to see what the students had to say.
Walter Birch is an executive at ASCO and was eager for his organization to participate in the IDEA course.
Healthcare is rapidly changing, and having bright people looking at, you know, different issues with a new set of eyes is always really enlightening for those of us who have worked in that area.
Palliative care is not cancer specific.
After an introductory conference call, the sponsors leave the students to work largely on their own, for better or worse.
Right.
Wes and his team dove right in.
Yeah, I think it's just reading stuff that's already been published.
They read lots and lots and lots of research on palliative care, interviewed healthcare workers, even visited a local cancer center.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
The sheer scope of the challenge became obvious to them pretty quickly.
There was just this overwhelming information that was kind of dumped on us, and we almost felt like, how are we at all qualified to create any kind of solution for this?
It's a common sentiment. Midway through the course, many of Wes's peers are struggling as well. But Professor Mike Lennox, one of the five professors teaching this course, says that's not surprising.
I would be surprised if they weren't a little frustrated. Everything is wide open. There's a lot of ambiguity and uncertainty, which they typically don't like. That's part of the learning experience.
And it mirrors the real world, where few corporate challenges ever unfold in textbook fashion.
Now this makes more sense because they say
one of the biggest challenges for these super motivated MBA students is a little counterintuitive. They want to solve the problem they've been given quickly. And that, in and of itself, is kind of a problem.
There's a tendency, I think we all have, that when given a problem, we immediately start thinking about what the solution is.
Over the first few weeks of the IDEA course, Professor Lennox and his colleagues have had to remind their students to slow down, do the research, talk to people before designing a solution.
It takes actually discipline to do that. And so the processes we run them through the workshops are different kind of tried and true mechanisms for getting there.
Okay, 4 minutes now and share your ideas going around the circle.
Weekly workshops like this one are helping the students apply some of the academic concepts they've learned in their first year. Agile project management, design thinking, effectuation. Today the teams are working against the clock, furiously scribbling ideas on yellow sticky notes, reading them aloud, and tossing them on the floor.
Partnering with like life insurance agencies, just like the long.
I think at first they can't believe how many rounds of different brainstorming we're going to do.
That's Professor Lennox again.
But that's part of the process, is forcing them to really push their thinking to come up with new ideas.
And that idea is a new position within the healthcare community called a palliative care coordinator.
By the final week of the IDEA course, all of the work and workshopping seems to have paid off, with all 70 teams pitching their big ideas to the sponsoring companies. ASCO executive Walter Birch is here with several colleagues.
The five teams did five fantastic presentations, all completely different approaches to the problem. We could take pieces of all five presentations and put them together into one great program.
That's high praise coming from a sponsor. But how do the students feel? Was the 7-week course a success in the eyes of Wes Harris and his fellow future executives? They're actually already downstairs celebrating the end of the session.
There were times where I really had my doubts about how this was going to work out, and I thought this might not have been a great idea. But I think it was well designed, and it led us to a point where we felt pretty good about the solution.
In the end, feeling pretty good about a solution may actually be pretty great for an executive. After all, once they're out in the real world, these business leaders will be expected to make lots of decisions that you and I would shy away from. Think layoffs, for instance. Thanks to this course, they now know they have the tools to tackle those challenges. But perhaps as importantly, they also recognize that good executive decision-making takes real effort and doesn't just come naturally. And that, perhaps, is one of the biggest ideas to emerge from this IDEA course. For WMRA News, I'm Emily Richardson-Lorente.